Hey, let's do one on Robert Stein the second, 7179. Today's one for chief complaint. I have an abscess slash bump on the side of my abdomen. Our patient is a 42-year-old gentleman who initially comes in because he has what looks like an abscess on the left side of his abdomen, mid-axillary line, even with the nipple, T7 nipple line across, right in that area on the flank side. This has been going on for the past 3 days. Patient is a diabetic. He works for the post office. He hasn't been taking his medication on a regular basis. For example, he has had no metformin for the past 2 days, and his blood sugar is over 350 right now. He ate 4 hours ago, period. He takes metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, but not regularly. Lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day, but not regularly. Metoprolol, 75 BID, not regularly. Procardia, 20 milligram BID, not regularly. Social, he's married. 10 years, no children, works for the post office. Surgery, only surgery he had was at age 5, tonsillectomy, medical problems, family history, hypertension, oat cell carcinoma times 2, no colon cancer, no diabetes. Coronary artery disease has been present, period. Immunization, has had COVID immunization previously. Allergy, none. Sir, medical problems, diabetes, high blood pressure. Biggest problem is his non-compliance. A review of system. I'm tired. I don't feel well. He sleeps a lot. When he's awake, he doesn't feel good. He works for the post office, and he's just been coasting because he's been feeling so terrible. Of course, right now he's got an abscess on the side of his flank mid-axillary line, which is not helping the situation. But he's had leg pain, leg numbness, leg swelling, arm pain, has had palpitations, has had dizziness from time to time, especially given his blood pressure. He's very monotone. He appears depressed, but he says he doesn't feel depressed. He's not suicidal. And overall has been doing poorly, even though he's even though he has medications, he hasn't been taking them on a regular basis. Today he went to see a doctor, but they wouldn't see him because he was they told him only see cash patients, and he was turned away. Here, in the paragraph in the office, his blood pressure was 220 over 147. We gave him clonidine 0.2 milligram to see how he does. We checked his abscess on his flank on the left side. Did I say left side? It's the left side. It's a 1.2 by 2.3 centimeter, rather large abscess, which requires IND. We also looked at his heart. Because of his cardiac symptoms, he does have RVH, LVH. He does have a holosystolic murmur, and definitely needs to have further testing done as far as his cardiac symptoms are concerned, as far as his heart is concerned, but must rule out sleep apnea, must do an exercise stress test. We looked at his kidney to make sure he doesn't have renal vascular hypertension. As best as I can tell, I did not see any discrepancy in size. Next number, because of his hypertension, his malignant hypertension, we looked at his carotid. His carotid was within normal limits. Leg pain and arm pain was evaluated via Doppler and studies of the extremities. There was no DVT, and mild PVD was noted. Next number will rule out sleep apnea. Next was BPH noted. Patient has been urinating every 2 hours, but that's partially because of BPH, partially because of blood sugar and blood pressure being out of control. Next one was, we spoke about malignant hypertension. Next number is his blood pressure recheck was 242 over 159. Next number is, I explained to the patient that I do not feel comfortable performing an IND on his abscess and or sending him home with blood pressure medication. Subsequently, after much conversation, patient was sent to Texas emergency room with a note regarding what has been done here in the office and for them to either evaluate the patient, admit the patient, and get his blood pressure down somehow, do an EKG and cardiac profile as well. Let's do an exam on him. He weighs 278 pounds, 98%, 97.8, 60, 98, 221 over 147 initially, comes down to 242 over 159. So put this before the assessment. Then hearts, positive, small positives, 2 holosystolic ejection murmur noted, 2 over 6 lungs, few bronchi but clear abdomen, soft. There's an abscess present, as was mentioned, below left flank, neurological non-focal lower extremity, 1 plus edema, skin shows, feels pasty, TMs are clear, carotid has good upstroke, neurological non-focal. On the assessment come back, we'll check testosterone level. We were planning on doing testosterone level, hemoglobin A1C, CBC, CMP, but given his condition at this time, also PSA, B12, vitamin D, and CBC and CMP and TSH, and your analysis, but we'll defer at this time, send patient to the emergency room immediately for evaluation, testing, and possible admission. Again, I explained to him that this could be a deadly scenario with a stroke or a heart attack. If he doesn't go to the emergency room, he promises he will go. Thank you.